The evening kicked off with a brief PowerPoint presentation as one of Kirtland's project managers went over various cleanup efforts that are in the works. Then the public was allowed to ask questions. Willard Hunter, who lives in Albuquerque, asked about the removal of contaminated soil that just started around the actual spill site.
You discovered this leak in 1999. Why in heaven's name have you not been excavating this contamination out of the soil starting when you discovered it?
Kirtland's Wayne Bittner has been working on the project for the past 7 years. He said the base was caught up in putting a plan together to actually do the work.
That plan had to be approved, sampling had to occur, the data had to be collected and reported to the regulatory authority. They then gave us the go-ahead to start excavation of that soil.
And then a tense back and forth ensued that seemed to capture years of the public's frustration.
And that process took 15 years.
No, sir, that process took the better part of 3 years.
You know, one of the things that really irritates me about the Air Force is all of you folks are new and none of you were here when this took place. And none of you take responsibility for what happened, and the Air Force doesn't take responsibility.
Air Force officials have repeatedly said that they take full responsibility for the cleanup, but there's been a high rate of turnover, both at the Air Force and within the New Mexico State Environment Department. One of the chief complaints heard over time is that no one official is really carrying the torch or taking the issue seriously. Kirtland's new commander, Colonel Hott, has been on the job for just about a week. Maureen May of Albuquerque also spoke.
First of all, I want to welcome new members from the Kirtland. As you have more of these meetings, I think you'll understand that there are people here who have watched the inaction over months and years. So there's a lot of skepticism.
It's not that the Air Force has done nothing to address the spill. The Department of Defense has spent $60 million over the past decade and a half, mostly studying the matter, trying out various technologies, and working to come up with a comprehensive plan. At Tuesday's meeting, Kirtland announced that they would begin pumping the contaminated water out of the ground and treating it soon. The city's water utility has said they will not allow any contamination whatsoever of ethylene dibromide, or EDB, into the drinking water supply. However, the New Mexico Environment Department standards are less stringent for the carcinogenic chemical. Maureen May asked about that.
Our water authority represents people that we elect, and I just heard you say that you are leaving as an option to ignore their decision to say that we would have 0.0 part of EDB in our drinking water. And I find that to be very arrogant on the part of the Air Force, unless I misunderstood you.
Again, Kirtland's Wayne Bittner.
Yes, ma'am. What I said and what I'll repeat again is that this cleanup activity is regulated under RCRA by the New Mexico Environment Department, and the standard that we're held to is the maximum contaminant level, and in the case of EDB, that's 0.05 milligrams per liter. That's what our cleanup efforts will be regulated against.
So you are going to ignore the Water Authority?
No, ma'am.
I think you are hedging, because that's exactly what you're saying.
There was a lot of discussion about what would be done with this treated water. A lot of misunderstanding. With tensions high, Brenda Rush with the Air Force Civil Engineers Center stepped in. She explained that in the end, yes, there will still be detectable levels of toxins in the water, but that water will not be put back into the city's drinking water supply.
None of the options I think that we're exploring is putting it back into the potable water supply. We do need to clean it to an MCL level, but putting it into the potable water supply is not part of the discussions that we are talking about right now. It's what are we going to do with it on base that's appropriate.
Rush explained that the cleanup of this site has actually been moved to the top of the Air Force's environmental priority list because of potential public health impacts. That means that both the money and what she called the A-team have been brought in to tackle the issue.
So please hold us accountable. We expect you to. It helps us keep all our folks on their toes, and we want the right solution in place. It is a team effort.
Leading the new team is Dr. Adria Boudoir, also with the Air Force Civil Engineers Center. Boudoir acknowledged that in the past, there hasn't been very much transparency, but she said that once people get to know her, they'll see that's not how she rolls. She said she's working with the city's water utility and the state environment department to hammer out a plan, because at this point, there's no messing around.
We are sitting down and having all of these discussions and trying to come up with a conceptual model of what is the plan, what is it going to take, and then start to figure out the time and the budget that is associated with that. Because I've got to know what I'm dealing with money-wise so I can get it under a contract, so I can get it awarded, and so I can move forward.
And then the crowd started clapping. The tension broke. Some people even took the mic and said that for the first time in 15 years, they feel cautiously optimistic. The New Mexico Environment Department has ordered the Air Force to have the pump and treat system up and running by the end of the year. In Albuquerque, for KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.